You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave Constantino, joined by Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada and streaming online via cjam.ca. Hello, Adam, hello.
Oh, well, hi, Dave, and hello, listeners. You're tuned in for another episode of Revolution Rock. Dave, we have a lot in store for this episode, a lot of cool stuff. You're going to be doing a third set of music from the Flying Nun record label, which is really cool. It's based off of this book that you've recently read that recounts the history of this New Zealand label, and you've been going through their discography, pulling up some rare and obscure bands that probably most North Americans have not heard of.
That's true, and the book covers their early years when they really started from just a DIY label with no money, just really wanting to celebrate and spread the word about the independent music scene at the time there in New Zealand. And of course now they're still going strong and they branch out into other areas, different parts of the world. But it tells the first 7 years, 81 to 88, and it's pretty fascinating. It does it through discography and different stories from different people that were involved in the scene at the time. So we'll hear some of that later. But what are we starting off with?
Well, we should also mention some of the other stuff we're going to play because...
I guess,
maybe a little bit. We have, of course, anniversaries. We do focus on that quite a bit here. So we're going to be having a pair of blocks for anniversaries. One of albums celebrating 60 years and another of albums celebrating 50 years of being on planet Earth. For our 60th anniversary, we're going to be celebrating folk singer, the acoustic album by Muddy Waters, who is known for his electric blues style, and then really just upended his whole oeuvre and shocked everyone with this very intimate, haunting record. It stands as probably his best work, and we're going to be playing a bit from that. Another folk singer who definitely turned the tide of culture was Bob Dylan, and it's incredible to think this album is already 60 years old. The times, they are a-changin', of course, featuring the classic title track and a number of other great politically motivated songs. We're going to be paying attention to that. As well, we're going to be commemorating two albums that are celebrating 50th anniversaries, originally released all the way back in 1974, the second album by big star Radio City, and the debut solo record by Brian Eno, Here Come the Warm Jets. And in addition to that, a lot of great new music and classic tracks from Devo, The Sweet Kills, Paul Jacobs, Hot Garbage, Pax, Positive People, and more. And we're going to start off this with a band that we've really been getting into lately called Window Lamp.
Yeah, they have a new release out called Episode. And we're going to hear a song with a really interesting title here.
Mm-hmm, one that's very prescient given our current culture. We're going to listen to Screen Zombie from Window Lamp to start off this edition of Revolution Rock.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave here for your Saturday night with Revolution Rock, taking you through up until the 9 o'clock hour when Mark Hazavon and the Cowboys and Indies program takes over. If you want to reach us to give us any requests or feedback, feel free to phone us at 519-971-3630. And if you're phoning from out of town or in Detroit, you can also dial 1-855-344-2526. Also, make sure to check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com. And we came back from an artist who we should be very familiar with at this point, hearing an instrumental track from her latest release, Melt the Honey. We heard from Pax.
Yes, we heard the song. This is not a typo, right? We heard the song Amy W.
Amy W, that's the name of the song. So that is an instrumental one from Madeline Lynx, who's released a stream of fantastic albums under the Pax moniker over the past few years. Basically, I think it's been an album per year since 2021, and they just get better and better. I'm really digging this new one, Melt the Honey. You can check that out. It's in stores now. And before that, we heard a self-titled record from the band Marin with the song A Place That Time Forgot, a fantastic new release that they describe their sound as sad but fun. Really good band. Prior to that, a group that we both selected a track from because we're really digging this new record, it's the self-titled release by Positive People.
Yeah, we heard two tracks. We heard Another Self and Siren. Now, this is actually a band that features two of the main members from Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, which is a folk band, an indie/folk band. And this is a different type of project that they've been doing. And apparently there will also be another album with Olenka and the Autumn Lovers, I believe later this year. I'm not 100% on that, but there's going to be one soon. Anyways, we heard a pair of tracks from that self-titled release. And then we started things off with the track Screen Zombie by the band Window Lamp from the album.
Well, that's true. We did hear that to start off.
Oh, we forgot another track.
There was one in between, and you know what? It's very appropriate. Very private, hidden song by Private Lives, a band that you were actually raving about. So I'm actually a little surprised that you overlooked this.
What do you mean? We've played them a lot.
I know, exactly. That's why I was surprised you overlooked it.
Ah, you're funny. You're funny. Anyways, we heard the track Hit... we didn't. We heard the song Get Loose from the album Hit Record.
I think Dave's record just skipped a little bit, but...
This is an interesting band that features members of Pale Lips, mm-hmm. Retail Simps, Pryors, and Lonely Parade. And they put out this debut release last year through Feel It Records, and it's really great. They had an EP prior to that, and those songs are included on this. And then you can purchase it on vinyl.
And then, as you mentioned, we did start off with Window Lamp. Highly encourage you to check out this Winnipeg band. Their latest release is titled Episode, and we heard the song Screen Zombie from that. Coming up next, we're going to be hearing some newer music. A brand new album from Hot Garbage. We have previewed a few songs from it so far, but it just dropped the other week. It's titled Precious Dream, and it's fantastic. We're going to play a song from that, as well as a new single from Out of Controller. Wasn't expecting to hear a single drop so soon, but already early in the year, we've got this brand new release, Gimme Nothing, so we're going to hear that. And then a pair of tracks relating to one of our favorite musicians of the show, Paul Jacobs, one of them, of course, being by Paul Jacobs himself, and another one with a band that he worked with to form this record and this recording, the band Corridor.
Actually, he just did their music. He animated their music video, that's all. He's not in the group.
Excuse me, if he animates it, therefore he brings it to life.
Yes, but they're both based in Montreal, and Corridor has a new single from a forthcoming mini LP called Mimi, and the song is sung in French. It's called Mourir Demain, and that's how we're going to start off the set. And we encourage you to go check out the music video, all hand-drawn by Paul Jacobs. Really cool stuff. So let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada.